$50 million. So would you think that would be a good investment?
I wonder whether it wasn't something that was that used to run in people's families, that people would hang down the trade and the craft in generations. Has that stopped? What happens if it
doesn't? I believe that if Terry Levy and your staff and Dwight, there'll be no alcohol testing.
We had a bit of a hit and miss record with our ads trying to promote our country overseas, particularly in the United States. What is it that makes an ad successful?
So how much does a lack of shares affect farmers like yourself? What problems does it cause?
Well, you mentioned that the Philadelphia Eagles fans will be talking about it for a while. I think the whole world will be talking about this Super Bowl for a while. It was an extraordinary game.
Well, let's look at that. What kind of damage is all of us doing to the ANC, and what is their standing right now? Black South Africans still voting for that.
You've really got to sell what it is that's real and what people are attracted to.
Yeah, lovely moment too by Nick Ferguson. It was just extraordinary. Still at the pressure as well. He delivered a heartfelt message about gaining strength through adversity and leading Philadelphia to victory in less than 2 years after he appointed retirement.
Does it follow though that if you're getting a record price for the word that you would also be paying pretty record rates for the shearers themselves?
And you mentioned sophistication there, so you don't think an ad like this culturally stereotypes us to subtle too much?
Give us an idea just how much the economy is weakened in South Africa on Mr. Zuma's watch.
So you mentioned the parades, all that
I did wonder about how much it had changed over the years.
Chance again to say,
like, how hard is it to train up a show that's always that isn't an acceptable standard?
Because you mentioned Rocky yesterday, that he was the underdog story. But
how optimistic are you then about South Africa's future?
Underdog and upset. You were confident yesterday, but in your heart of hearts, did you really think they were going to do it?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because we have these sports talk shows. The very fact that in September,
Go the Eagles, hey?
Show them Sunday Too Far Away with Jack Thompson. Play them a bit of Roebuck Sherry. You'll get them motivated in no time, Marius.
Meat pies are serving down there.
It is a wonderful industry. I don't know if you've ever worked in
if the 76ers win the NBA championship, now then you have an underdog story.
That is most improbable.
We're very proud of it, but it has to modernize.